Sorry, Nick, I'm taking up your time talking about the Tigers. Nick Nurbin with Pure Michigan here with our Travel Michigan segment on a Friday. And, Nick, I hear that Bob Seger music, and it just means the weekend is here. Here you are. How are you?
Yes, TGIF, Dan. And I, by the way, I'm more than happy to talk Tigers baseball this year. They're giving us a reason to continue talking about Tigers baseball and lots of optimism around the team and fun to watch. The team's a lot of fun to watch, really scoring runs, and you know, pitching has dramatically improved. So I'm looking forward to continuing to talk Tigers baseball. When are you going to get over for a game? You going to get over to a Detroit for a game this year?
Sometime this summer. You know, I've got a good buddy who's a Cincinnati Reds fan. He's actually down in Nashville. You know, they do those inter-league games, but unfortunately this year the Tigers are going to Cincy for that matchup. So we'll see. We'll see. He wants to come up to see a Tiger game here in Detroit, too, so sometime this summer. But it seems like, Nick, you know, I moved here 2.5 years ago, and there was all this, oh, our teams never win, the Lions never win, the Tigers never wins. Well, same with the Pistons never win, but we're turning things around. You've lived in Michigan your whole life or a good portion of your life?
Yeah, I was born in Lansing, and I'd lived as a young kid until I was about 10 or 11 out west. But I've spent more or less my whole life in Michigan, and I've always been a sports fan of all the major sports fans. So as a diehard Lions fan, you know, there's always been the ups and downs and, you know, some close calls. But we're finally at a point where there's some real hope for the future, and it's a lot of fun. And Tigers, I actually – you know, sometime we'll get into it more, but I went to the 1984 World Series when I was little league age. We saw the Tigers win the World Series.
Wow.
My dad, brother, and me were in the stadium at Tiger Stadium in Detroit. Incredible experience. And so, yeah, of course, lifelong fan after something like that.
And another good year on the way. And you can hear Tigers, as I mentioned, all season long right here on WHTC. Well, Nick, let's talk things going on. I guess this kind of segues well, talking about the Tigers and talking about the Lions. And I'm watching local television here and seeing some new unis have been unveiled.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. There's, like I said, lots of optimism around the Lions, a lot of hope for the future. And I really like what they've done. You know, I think everybody's going to have opinions, and I don't think it's a drastic departure from where they were with their new uniforms. But it was interesting yesterday. So, you know, there's so much interest in the Lions, and of course, you know, the upcoming NFL draft, that, you know, the Lions uniforms, the new look was leaked yesterday. So earlier than it was anticipated at 6 p.m., there were some, you know, photos and videos going around about it yesterday. But I personally really like the uniforms. I don't know if you've had a chance to take a look at them or anything, but they've got a new black look uniform.
Okay.
And I saw on Twitter, it said that Dan Campbell had asked to bring back the black jersey, and Rod Wood, the football operations guy, said, "You can do it if we win the division." And they did win the division. So this year they've added a black uniform to their collection.
Man, and all good for, sports memorabilia stores and things that sell jerseys like that. But I'm sure folks want to pick those up. Hey, when is the big draft experience? I got to mention, Nick, that I know that it is in Detroit this year. A couple of years back when I still lived in Nashville, Tennessee, we had the draft in Nashville. Yep. I could not believe the amount of people that showed up for that. And Detroit, I guess, is expecting the same amount of crowds.
Yeah, we're expecting between 300,000 and 400,000 people to visit Detroit just for the draft. And it is a major event. You know, having been in Nashville during the draft, you are well aware. And
yeah.
I remember seeing the visuals of Broadway down, you know,
right,
along the main drag there in Nashville. And the entire street is full of people with the draft experience. And, you know, just for folks who are considering or thinking about heading over to Detroit to see what this is like, this is much more than here's a stage where NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell makes the draft picks for the teams. They create the NFL draft experience. And in Detroit, the stage is going to be near Campus Martius, right on Woodward Avenue, right in the heart of downtown, but across Jefferson on Park Plaza along the riverfront there. They're going to have the NFL draft experience, and there's going to be a Detroit Lions experience with all kinds of different activities and games and, you know, live music and all kinds of things happening, food trucks. It's going to be a major event because it's going to be something to go and enjoy and have fun. Even if you're not, you know, a diehard NFL fan, still lots of fun things to do.
Now, you probably have your finger on the pulse of this better than I, but when that happened in Nashville, I was just scratching my head. What? When did NFL draft become a thing where you got to go, you got to be there, you got to be a part?
Well, I think it really kind of coincided with so much interest in the televised version of the draft. Like, you know, I remember seeing some things recently, like about 25 years ago, ESPN debuted just putting the first few picks, the first round on television.
Right.
And it wildly exceeded their expectations.
I see.
And so once the huge interest in the televised version, the NFL said, you know what, let's try and do something in person. So they just did it in New York, you know, where their headquarters are and everything. And they got so much demand that they had to move it to like Madison Square Garden or something like that.
Right.
You know, so just the interest has in the NFL is just off the charts. Everybody loves, you know, NFL football. And so they tried moving it to another location outside of New York City. And I think Nashville was one of the first non-New York locations. Okay. And it's since been in Las Vegas. And then last year it was in Kansas City.
Right.
And then here in Detroit, I think we're going to give an opportunity to show people, like, look, Detroit is one of the best sports towns in America.
Yeah.
And obviously with the enthusiasm around the Lions, people are starting to take notice.
Nick, what are the dates on this? And do we have a chance, and you know what, of getting a hotel room in Detroit?
Yeah, the draft itself begins Thursday, April 25th. So, you know, next Thursday now. Yeah. It's less than a week away to the first day of the draft. And hotel rooms, I think you'd be pretty lucky to find one within walking distance of the draft footprint in downtown. But there's hotel rooms across Southeast Michigan. I would recommend staying maybe looking in Ann Arbor or out in the Metro Detroit areas, like in Southfield, Troy, and those kinds of areas. There are still hotel rooms available. VisitDetroit.com is a great place to start there. We have an NFL draft landing page at Michigan.org at Michigan.org/2024draft with all kinds of different information. Take a look and see what you can find.
Nick, when you check in with us next Friday, you're going to be live in Detroit?
I will be live in downtown Detroit, and I will definitely provide you with a real-time update on what the experience has been like so far.
Wow. Again, if you need a driver, you got my number.
Okay. All right.
Nick Nurbin with Pure Michigan, our Travel Michigan segment on a Friday morning here. Nick, let's just cruise to another couple of events. We've been focusing on the draft and the Tigers and the Lions. Right here in Holland, we got a big concert with the band out of Waukesha, Wisconsin.
Yeah, you know, I saw there were a bunch of live music events this weekend, a couple of them. I saw Bodine's playing at Holland Civic Center.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great show. You know, I mean, that's pretty cool to have the Bodines. I haven't seen them touring for a while. I didn't know that they were back on the road, but that's a really neat opportunity, you know, to head over and see some great live music at the Holland Civic Center. And then tomorrow, the Schrock Brothers Band. I thought this sounded interesting with Grammy-winning Peter Madcap Ruth, you know, playing at the Park Theater. I think, you know, that's really an interesting opportunity, too. So some great live shows right there in Holland this weekend.
You know, I think my listeners are probably getting a little tired of hearing about it, but speaking of the Park Theater, the last couple of Saturdays have seen some of the best tribute bands that I've ever seen. Ozzy Osbourne a couple of Saturdays back, and then last Saturday, a tribute to the Talking Heads. Just out of this world, really, really great music from the Park Theater. So we talk about them a lot, and they deserve the pats on the back. Finally, Nick, what's happening in Grand Rapids? Looks like a lantern festival at the zoo happening.
So John Ball Zoo is hosting the Grand Rapids Lantern Festival. And, you know, I'd had this on my list of events to promote from Pure Michigan. And then I saw a friend who had gone and had taken some videos and photos and posted them on Instagram. I said, oh, my gosh, this is way more elaborate than I might have pictured. It is this, you know, Asian lanterns decorating the zoo environment. And it looks spectacular.
Right,
it looks really interesting. So a really neat family experience and something to do maybe for a date night, too. I'd highly recommend doing it. And it's open in the evening, 7:30 to 11:30 p.m. So it's after dinner. You can, you know, if you came over to Grand Rapids for a nice dinner downtown, there's so many great dining and, you know, breweries and all kinds of really awesome options right around downtown. And the John Ball Zoo is just west of downtown. And it really would be a fun evening to do. So I really recommend checking it out. I'm looking forward to doing it myself.
Nick, what's on your dance card this weekend?
Well, gonna head over to Lansing for the Capital City Film Festival.
Okay.
I think that's really going to be a great opportunity too. I'm a big fan of film festivals. Maybe sometime we should talk about a few film festivals coming up this spring and summer, because they're really interesting. You get to see independent movies that you wouldn't see in a theater on a regular Friday or Saturday night. And it's just a different perspectives and different topics. I'm really looking forward to that.
You got a cool job. FC's like, yeah, it. I think so. All right, Nick, next Friday you're in Detroit. And then, you know, the next Friday you pick. And then Friday, May 10th, I would suggest you be sitting right here in that seat right now, because Tulip Time Festival will be swinging right here, and you need to take part.
I will be over at Tulip Time, and we will set a date. I will be sitting in that chair with some coffee in a couple of weeks, Dan. Awesome. So looking forward to that.
Great. Have a great weekend, Nick, and appreciate you checking in with us this morning. Nick Nurbin with Pure Michigan, our Travel Michigan segment. Thank you so much, Nick. Enjoy your weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday, sir.
I'll talk to you from Detroit next week.